up and Adam. What up, what up? Happy Friday, 5 minutes past six. No FM breakfast. The final one for the week and the final one for the season.
Sad moment. The season's over.
Yes.
It's all coming to an end.
And, well, we've got big plans for today. Namely, I'm still working on it, but we've got that huge draw for the Monster Energy Ultimate Snowboarders package.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all the entrants in front of me. I'm slowly cutting out all the drawers to put them into our paper mache snowman.
Mm-hmm.
I've named him as well, by the way.
Oh, what, can I know the name or will you reveal it
His
later?
His name is Freddy.
Why Freddy?
Looks a bit like Freddy Krueger, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street.
It does a bit, actually,
yeah.
Now you mention it.
Wait till he puts his hat on.
I was thinking it looked a bit like our programming director, of which it does.
So we're going to be drawing that a little bit later with local boy Adam Dixon. We're also going to have Hans Strudelbauer on the line. What else have we got this morning?
Well, Simo, you see, I'm moving house at the moment.
Yeah.
Kind of moving house this weekend, which means you're kind of eating all the miscellaneous food that has just accumulated over the season.
Oh, brilliant.
In the pantry. So, Simo, do you want to know what I had for dinner last night?
Some odd kind of pasta, maybe?
No, I had an odd combination of four things, which wouldn't normally go together, but surprisingly it worked.
Okay.
I had a tin of tinned spaghetti.
Mm.
Frozen fish.
Yuck.
Spinach.
Oh, God.
And half a tub of guacamole, which in hindsight was a little bit past its use by date.
Okay, right. And how are you feeling this morning?
Brilliant. It actually tasted fantastic.
And you didn't get crook?
No, well, not yet.
Okay.
I mean, if Simo does the last 2 hours on the show by himself...
You know why?
Yeah, exactly, you know why.
Time is running. TikTok, as Matty Ray would say. We've got Shawn Mendes right now, Senorita. Normani's motivation sharing around for your Friday on Snow FM breakfast 20 to 7.
Hey, Simo, an American mum has come up with a brilliant way of getting a little bit of peace and quiet when the little ones are crazy. It is, of course, school holiday time.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people out there would be seeking a bit of advice on how you can just, you know, get a little bit of quiet time.
Well, speaking of that advice, right, $5 method, what the heck is that? You mentioned it just before the break.
So, Simo, yes, I mentioned the $5 method. Mm. It's a genius one. Again, right. I saw this online and I've got friends who have tried it and it works.
Mm.
So you get a $5 note.
Yeah.
You get your young son or daughter.
Yeah.
And you get a wall. That's all you need.
Right.
So you wedge, I don't know the best way of describing it, you wedge the $5 note in between their head and the wall, so they're holding it on.
Oh, geez.
With the wall. You say to the kids, you're not allowed to use your hands.
Right.
The first person or the last person who steals the $5 there remaining gets to keep the $5.
Okay, so this is dependent on siblings.
Yeah.
Right?
More or less, sibling rivalry. You have to have at least two.
Right, I was going to say, because it's a bit of a...
Because if there's only one child, it's like, all right, the last one to keep it here, it's like, well, I'm done.
$5.
$5 win. So, yeah, so that's the $5 method, which one of my friends tried it.
And that is why, what are they called? It's not solo kids. What are the ones that they are called that don't have siblings? I forget the word. Single child?
Solo kids. No, yeah. It makes them like think that they had like a particular brand of lemonade.
Those ones that didn't have siblings, that's why they're sport, because they just got $5 given to them instead of having to work for it against a wall.
Exactly. But Simo, this mum in Massachusetts in America came up with a genius way of calming down her two daughters.
What did she do?
She bought them glow-in-the-dark pajamas, which A, I didn't know was a thing.
That's funny.
B, I don't know if they would even work because you want your kid to go to bed and then you want it to be dark.
Yeah, that's...
And if their clothes are glow-in-the-dark.
It seems counterintuitive.
It does. But anyway, we'll gloss over that. But she told her kids that in order for the glow-in-the-dark pajamas to work...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You can see where this is going, can't you?
It's so funny because parents legit treat their kids like idiots. And it's through no fault of their own that they are idiots.
I know, to be fair, there are some pretty stupid kids.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, their brain's still developing. Mm. And parents 100% take advantage of that.
Mm.
Ugh.
Well, this mum told her two daughters that in order for the glow-in-the-dark pajamas to work, just before bedtime, they had to lie on the floor in perfect silence and not move in order to charge them up.
That is too good.
I know, that is brilliant.
That's just next level.
And yes, yeah, so see, I have here a photo of the two kids in question lying next to their bed in the pajamas.
I mean,
charging them up. The mum posted this on social media, so I haven't been creepy or anything.
I mean,
like
she could have done that, like, and got them to lay in bed and then fall asleep, but she's made them do it on the
floor. That would have been a perfect.
That seems more.
So, in order to charge the pajamas, you have to lay in bed perfectly quiet with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
and then they will charge. Yeah. And then
they'll fall asleep every time.
You've thought of a brilliant way of making this even better, Simo.
That's what I thought was the hack that she managed to come up with. But she's gone for the more embarrassing thing of taking photos of the kids just lying on the floor waiting for their glow-in-the-dark.
Just completely on their back, just completely silent, not moving at all.
Waiting for those glow-in-the-dark pajamas to charge. Granted, though, I'd probably fall for that because they sound cool.
Do you want me to buy you a pair?
Adam Lambert now, Snow FM. There's something missing. Simo and Jordan, it's a plus one on Snow FM Breakfast this morning. Good morning to Connor. How are you going?
Good, thanks, guys. How you doing?
Oh, both very well. Now, you're in the band Bugs. I've got to ask, where did the name come from? Are you a fan of the little creepy crawlies?
I don't know. Great question. We live in Queensland in Brisbane, and there's like, I don't know, as soon as it hits summer, it gets like crazy. All these bugs just like crawl out of every crevice of everywhere. It sounds really disgusting, but it's also just like nature. But yeah, I was like just recording in my room one night, like when I first started doing the project, as like a laptop kind of demos thing. And then, yeah, I didn't have any fly screens on the windows in that room, and there was just like mosquitoes and bugs and stuff. And like I think there was upwards of 20 bugs just like flying at my screen while I was trying to do a mix or something. And it was really frustrating. And I'd been stuck on a name for the project for like 6 months or something. So I was like, oh, this is really frustrating too. And then I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense that they both are frustrating, so I can solve it by just naming it Bugs. I don't know, maybe it was lazy, but that's why.
not at all. Are you familiar with how Buddy Holly and the Crickets got their name?
No idea.
So,
do you know?
Yeah, man. So one of their early recordings, they didn't realise that there was a cricket in the mix. And so that's how they came up with, Buddy Holly and the Crickets. They're listening back to it. I was like, is that a cricket?
That is awesome. How do you know that? That's amazing. That's so cool.
So you've got the name for the project and self-help. The album's all out there now?
Yeah, it's all living and breathing and doing all its stuff, and it's not ours anymore, really. It's everyone else's. That's pretty cool.
And you've got tour dates coming up as well that you're going on tour.
Yeah, we're doing heaps. Like, we're playing with Grinspoon. This weekend we're playing in Wollongong for Yours and Ours Festival. That'll be really fun. A bunch of friends are playing that as well. Love Wollongong. It'll be the Grinspoon tour starting the week after that. That's the first time going to Canberra on our own, which is pretty exciting and scary. So it's going to be wild. Like, yeah, we've got, I think, 28 shows in less than 6 weeks or something. So it's going to be pretty wild.
Are you planning, like, a lunch with any pollies while you're in Canberra?
I definitely wasn't planning on it. I was going to quit about them legalising weed there. Like, pretty tragic. Sorry, buddy. Someone's getting arrested or something.
Like, during live interview, Connor from Bugs, arrested. Harbouring bugs.
So, Connor, Grinspoon, what was it like finding out that you guys were going to be going on tour with them?
So crazy. Like, yeah, really cool. Phil's, like, really lovely. I've played a few acoustic shows with him, actually, and he's a great guy. And so, yeah, when the offer came through, we were all just kind of, like, pretty shocked, I guess. Like, it's kind of thing that's pretty surreal. And playing rooms with, like, one of our, like, idol, like, bands I grew up idolizing.
Yeah.
Like, my dad just absolutely slammed all the Grinners records growing up. So, like, I got a good base knowledge of Grinspoon. So it was, yeah, really, really humbling to be offered like the opportunity, because obviously they must like something about what we do as well. So yeah, it's really weird to think that you even, like, your existence is even noted by those kinds of people, let alone like appreciated, supported.
The self-help album is out now, and Bugs on tour with Grinspoon soon and in Canberra as well. Connor from Bugs, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you guys so much for having me. It's been really fun, and yeah, really excited to get down there. Can't wait.
Kalani and Zed, Good Thing on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. And this morning in the studio, special guest, local boy Adam Dixon. Good morning.
How's it going?
We are going spectacularly well, mate. Now, I've got you in studio here for one very important reason. Do you consider yourself a pro snowboarder?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say that.
Because it's like a pretty big deal for you, right?
Yeah, that's kind of my life at the moment, is snowboard racing and having fun all around the world.
Do you consider yourself a better snowboarder than me and Simo?
I'm going to say yes on that one.
Obviously, you don't want to sound arrogant or anything like that, but I think the answer is Yes. Yes.
I mean, you...
A very safe yes.
I mean, you don't even own one. I own one that's unused.
It's still in its plastic wrapping.
Yeah. And so this morning, we are going to be drawing the Ultimate Snowboarders package thanks to Monster Energy. Now, you've waltzed in here. What's the first thing you've seen as you come through the door?
I saw our lovely Pinata Freddy.
Yep.
Just chilling on the floor over there, surrounded by some cans of Monster, so that's pretty exciting.
I thought you were going to say two extremely professional and funny radio DJs, but no, I don't know where they've gone.
That's number two.
Thank you.
And so we're going to have some weapons of choice for you to destroy Freddy the Pinata.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. We do have the Pinata. Simo made the Pinata himself. It looks brilliant, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that. I was in charge of getting something to destroy it with. Typically, you might go with a baseball bat or something like that. Unfortunately, I have forgotten. So the collection of objects we have to destroy are just whatever is within my arm's reach.
It's actually...
And whatever I can find from the office next door, which I'm going to go and look for in the news. I mean, I don't think they have a baseball bat in there. But I hope they do.
Actually, in all honesty, chances are General Manager Renee.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
Probably does.
I'll go and suss that out.
It is your snow report, and we'll be back with Adam after this. Get ready. Ready. Wakey, wakey, up and Adam, Snow FM breakfast. The final Snow FM breakfast for the winter season.
It's a sad time, Simo.
Ah, a bit emotional.
But we will be hanging around for summer as well.
We are going out for a huge bang, though. We've got Adam Dixon in the studio. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
I liked when you said up and at them. It did sound a bit like up and Adam.
Yep.
And Adam is here.
Lovely coincidence.
He is, of course, 100% a better snowboarder than both you or I.
Oh, is there... Anything more than 100%?
I mean,
can we go higher?
200?
Affinity.
And it's worth mentioning, this is a profession to you, right?
Yep. So this is my current life, basically, yeah.
And that involves a lot of travel for you?
Yeah, heaps of travel over to Europe and North America and Canada and all those.
Well, the reason we've brought you in is to smash the pinata that Simo has made. There is a little video on the Snow FM Facebook page if you want to go check out the pinata that Simo made.
Mm-hmm.
It looks amazing. In that pinata are all the names of the people that entered for the Ultimate Snowboarders package, all thanks to Monster Energy. We're going to smash that in the next half an hour. Adam, you've just sussed out the snowboard, which is part of the package we're giving away. Firstly, your thoughts on how I'm holding it. Is this how you lean on it to look cool? Do I look cool?
I can't say yes.
He said yes. We're going to edit that out. But no, you checked it out during the news break there. You like this type of snowboard?
Yeah, it looks really sick. I believe it's a Never Summer with the Monster graphic on it on top. And it feels pretty amazing. The flex is really nice. The edges look pretty smooth. I'd definitely ride it.
Simo, what are your thoughts on the flex?
At the moment, I'm just thinking right now it's so good to have a professional in the studio.
It really is. It's been 4 months and finally on the last day of winter we've got a professional in here.
So good. And so naturally, we got a professional in here to smack a pinata.
Yes, we do. Now, Simo, you've made the pinata. It looks fantastic.
Thank you.
It was my job to get implements to smash the pinata with.
Yes.
You've done a fantastic job at your job.
Mm.
I have forgotten.
That's okay. I know where there's some weapons in the building.
Is there? Well, I went to the admin office next door during that news break to see what I can find.
What did you find?
And Adam, I want to see if you would be happy with any of these objects to smash the pinata with. So we have a can of disinfectant.
Nice.
Do you reckon that would work or maybe not?
I was envisioning something a little bigger.
What about this pepper grinder? I mean, if you want some pepper on your lunch, it's perfect. But for smashing a pinata...
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Look, okay, I'm out of ideas. I've got a plastic water bottle as well. Simo,
we go back to the Glen 20.
Simo, I'm going to hope that you've got something better.
We got Camila Cabello Liar, first and foremost. We got Hans Strudelbauer joining us on the show next as well. I don't care if you're here. Camila Cabello Liar this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. And we got so many things going on in the studio this morning, Jordan.
No, Simo, we haven't just been joined by one professional snowboarder, but we've got another one on the line now too.
Good morning to Hans Strudelbauer.
Hello, Simo and Jordan. I'm live from Garmisch-Partenkirchen, going down the slopes this morning after my morning schnitzel, yeah?
So, he was keen. Did you have a bit of chili in that morning schnitzel by chance?
Ah, no, just a normal sprinkling of beer, yeah.
So he's been helping us out all throughout winter. We've had either snowboard tricks or foods that have been guessed, and the people that have got them correct are into the draw for the Ultimate Snowboarders package, thanks to Monster Energy. Now, Adam is here to smash the piñata on your behalf. Hans, have you got any tips for him?
Adam's great. Yeah, he can do anything. He can go left turn, right turn when he's smashing. I think he'll do a great job. Just remember to keep your Stubenleben.
So have you run into Hans on the professional circuit at all, Adam?
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting him yet, but I've definitely heard of him around the shop a little.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty excited to get to know him a bit more.
He's got a few tricks actually named after him. So, Hans, what were they again that you've got named after you?
Well, of course, there's the Strudelbauer, where you go down the half pipe and you fall on your belly and you bounce back up. You do this when you're older, yeah? Old school.
Nice. Could you do the Strudelbauer, Adam? Or is I don't want to suggest that one snowboarder is better than the other. But perhaps, do you have any tricks named after you that you could teach Hans?
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm at that level yet. But I'd be certainly down to give it a try.
Yeah.
And any advice for him for smashing this piñata, Hans?
Well, look, I think Adam is like lightning. Yeah. So I think. Do it so slow that mortal people can see it.
All right,
are you able to do that? So
I'll try and slow down.
That me and Simo, us mere mortals, are able to see it with our human eyes.
Yep, I can do that.
Hans, thank you very much for joining us on Snow FM Breakfast this morning. How are you spending your day? You got some snowboarding to do?
Well, I'm in Garmisch-Partenkirchen at the moment. Going down, I'm on my sixth run today. So if conditions are great, yeah, and then maybe another beer.
Another beer, a couple of Erdingers, maybe a Spaten and a Dunkel to finish off. Hans?
Oh, Limbroy, yeah, you're right. This is great. You know your beers here.
Hans, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We're going to smash it up for you. The Monster Energy snowboarding package will be won in the next 15. Thanks, Hans.
Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Chiesto, Jekko, Posty, Post Malone as well on Snow FM Breakfast. And we're just about out of here, Jordan.
But before that, Simo, the time has come to smash open the piñata and find out who has won the Ultimate Snowboarders package, all thanks to Monster Energy. Adam has been with us all morning, patiently waiting to smash the piñata. Have you warmed up a bit? You don't want you pulling a muscle.
I have. I've been to the gym this morning. I'm good to go.
Sweet.
And can you do that professional thing you did again about give us the specifics of the board? I enjoyed that.
The biggest thing with the snowboard is just the Never Summer with the monster graphic. The edges look pretty sweet and the board looks really good to go.
Simo, what percentage of that did you understand?
Not a lot, but it's like, oh, technical terms. There's just something about them.
All right, so there is a piñata. Head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page if you want to see what Simo made, the piñata. I was in charge of finding something to smash with.
Yep.
I have chosen the floor. Because I have forgotten.
All of the entrance of the comp turn or burn are inside the piñata.
Yes.
It will be crushed open, and whoever is drawn out of the crushed remains of Freddy the Snowman piñata will win.
All right, Adam,
I've got the piñata here.
I'm going to hand it to you.
Mm.
All right, don't smash it just yet, because I think Simo's prepared some music.
That's right. So hold it up like it's out of The Lion King. There you go. Alright, there you go.
Alright, just before you smash it, I'm just going to move the snowboard out of the way. So you've got about a metre here to smash the snowboard. After that to smash the piñata. Don't smash the snowboard. You've got about a metre here to smash the piñata. After the piñata is me, please do not smash me.
Yep.
I want to remain unsmashed, if possible. Alright, are we ready to do this, Simo?
Yeah, let's use some aggressive music for this, shall we?
Yeah.
Alright, here it is.
Shake it off. That's
yeah, shake good. It off. Taylor Swift.
All right, Simo, should we give him a countdown to smash? Okay, five. You ready? Are we ready?
Yes.
All right.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Smash the piñata. It hasn't broken. Brilliant! It's destroyed it! The names have got everywhere. Go pick one of the names.
What
Who
do you got?
Is the winner?
We have William Tyson.
William
Tyson.
Tyson.
Congratulations.
Good, read it and weep. There you go.
Look at them all smashed on the floor.
He has won. William has won the Ultimate Snowboarders package thanks to Monster Energy. And I want to say thank you as well to Adam Dixon for joining us in the studio this morning, pro snowboarder.
Yeah, big thank you. Are you a bit embarrassed that you didn't smash it first time and you had to go in second time round?
Well, not to blame the tools or anything, but the floor is a little flat.
Yeah, the carpet is very soft. This carpet isn't designed for piñata smashing. I'll have a chat to our boss today about it.
I think it's more the structure of what I managed to build.
I think it's more just me forgetting to bring, like, a baseball bat in.
Adam, thank you for joining us. And William Tyson, you have won. Evie Adara, Currency on Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Simo, it's been a bit of a roller coaster week, hasn't it? Obviously, Friday, we're end of the week.
And the end of the season, Mace, as well.
I know, it's a sad time. All the snow is slowly melting away.
Said goodbye to reggae and said goodbye to winter at the end of this long weekend.
Having said that, it is lovely wearing T-shirts again.
Naturally. Let's open up the Dear Diary with Rachel G from Admin.
Dear Diary. That's it, we're done. Pack her up for winter 2019. The boys ended the season with a bang.
Monday, baby. Start of the week. It is 5 minutes past six. No FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Simo, we've got a big show, a lot to get through.
They tested Pinal's knowledge of the animal kingdom.
Our favourite song of yours, at least at the moment, is Chameleon.
Yeah, it's a bit old school, but
yeah,
we love it.
Yeah, I mean, that has a certain thing to it, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's inspired us to put together a quiz on chameleons for you this morning.
Okay.
So my mate Matt, he actually works at a zoo in South Australia. He's voiced a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
All right.
How is your chameleon knowledge out of 10? Just kind of what are we playing with?
I mean, the actual chameleon animal?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, zero.
Helped out a Kiwi singing sensation with some local Aussie slang.
So, question two. This one's a tricky one. What is a ScoMo? Is it a type of moustache traditionally grown during Movember? Is it B, the Australian Prime Minister? Is it C, a motorised scooter?
A ScoMo.
A ScoMo.
Oh my.
Mo.
Does it mean like a Scotty Mo?
I don't.
Wait. It could be both. It could be A or B. Not B. A or C. Is it B? That'd be embarrassing if I didn't get it.
So are you Are you categorically saying it is not the Australian Prime Minister?
Is it A?
So ScoMo is how we refer to our Australian Prime Minister.
Is it?
Yep, that's one. So that'll help you out down under.
Played some hip hop to blocks of cheese. Apparently it tastes a lot better that way.
You're going to have the same piece of cheese, right, but this time we'll play it some hip hop.
So do I wait? So we're going to play the hip hop. Do I eat it during the hip hop or after the hip hop?
What do you think?
I don't know, you're the scientist. I'm just here to eat cheese.
All right, yeah, so put it up next to the speaker. Cheese is brewing.
It's looking good.
Does it look any notable changes?
No, well, I mean, it looks pretty good to start off with.
Okay.
It's looking delicious. Should I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cheese?
Now is the time.
No real change.
Adrian Eagle phoned in. Don't tell anyone, but his mum stole his ARIA award.
And, that song actually went on to win an ARIA last year for Best Urban Release. Did you get to touch the trophy, or is it kept locked up in Hilltop Hoods next to you?
It's at my mum's house.
Is it really?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
How did that happen? Did your mum just steal it?
No, well, they gave us one each. How cool is that?
Oh, wicked. That's pretty cool.
I'm super thankful for that. Tell you what.
For some reason, I just imagined your mum just kind of breaking into Hilltop Woods HQ, just kind of dropping down from the ceiling. It's mine.
They got enough of this to do it.
And the boys were very distracted by wheelie bins this week.
Yep, I'm ready.
So an American inventor has invented...
Okay.
...a wheelie bin, wait for it, which is automatic... And will wheel itself to the road and then back.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Whoa. Mm. It will wheel itself back into wherever you keep them in your backyard. If your neighbours get one, back into it, just program it just to go somewhere else.
Have you seen those?
Just program it to rock up at their workplace. They're just kind of typing away their computer, look out the window and go, what is my rubbish bin doing here?
Admin calls like, Sandra, your bin's out the front again. Can you take care of
this? Oh, this is the third time this week.
Like, it's getting a bit creepy now.
I mean, it's not you, it's me.
I just feel like, you know, there's an issue here. Mainly the fact that I'm a human and you're a bin.
Imagine breaking up with your bin.
Breaking up with your wheelie bin. That's something you didn't expect to have to do in 2020.
Simo and Jordan are sticking around too. They pack sunblock and are set for summer. Take a deep breath, Snow FM breakfast. It's going to be nutso. Catch up soon. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
Dear Diary, ending off your winter season.
Never heard Rachel G from Admin use the word nutso.
I think it's her new favourite word this week.
It's my new favourite word. You'll start using it more in life.
Peking duck on Snow FM now.